And there goes the full-time whistle. Donegal, well, it looks like the kids are all out on the pitch. And there's 4 minutes it is. There goes the full-time whistle. This is great to see all the young Donegal supporters out once again. And Donegal have defeated Monaghan 2-17 to 11 points. And well, Brendan, we kind of knew in the first 5 minutes of this second half that there was only going to be one winner in this particular encounter.
Yeah, superb second half performance in particular from Donegal. Dominant in every position in the field, and they can be really, really pleased with what they've got over this last three games, and particularly today to come out on top of that game. You know, Monaghan are always a difficult, tricky opposition, so they have, as we've seen down through the years, so it doesn't matter what team or who's missing or who isn't available, they always provide stern opposition, and Donegal were just too strong in every position of the field today for them, so they were, and played some delightful football. We mentioned about the young fellas coming into the team, you know, they've been fantastic, but along with that, you've seen the experience players. Jason McGee coming on in the second half. Gavin Mulroney, I'm going to call him an experienced player because he is, and he's been fantastic. He was absolutely superb today. Kick outs on the money and kicked over 2 two-pointer frees at crucial time when they were needed in the first half to open up a gap for Donegal. Of course, Keenan McGonigal at the heart of the Donegal defence, covering everything. The only concern, I suppose, was Brendan McCall going off injured early. We don't know what happened to him. He was just sort of replaced by Keelan McColligan in the first few minutes. But apart from that, it's been hugely positive. And I see, is it Big Huey coming over here now to talk to
Canty Gillig? Yeah, he's going to be with TG Cahir and Hugh, of course. Fine performance by Hugh today. And well, you know, when we look around this particular second half performance, Brendan, it all started from a Monaghan point of view. Donegal winning at half time, a goal and 7-6 points. Andrew Woods came out for Monaghan and kicked their first opening score in that second half. Gavin Mulroney scored then for Donegal, a 2-pointer, 1-9-7 points. On the 39th minute, David Garland scored another score for Monaghan, 8 points for Monaghan, and a point for David Garland. Points from Lewis Kelly and Eddie Walsh just wasn't enough from a Monaghan point of view to score 11 points in that occasion. 10 points you've down here on your, I think the scoreboard was might have been a little bit wrong by a point or two. 2-17 to 10 points is what we have here. But looking at that second half performance from Donegal, Conor Donald scoring, Shane Malone scoring another score, Owen McGeehan getting in on that, Keel McColgan as well. But that goal from Shane Malone on the 53rd minute in the second half, giving Shea 2 goals and a point, and Shea scored the first opening goal as well. Jason McGee getting an all-important 2-pointer here. I suppose it'd be nice to watch that one back. It was a huge score from Jason McGee, showing leadership, showing experience, and sticking the ball over the bar on the 57th minute. On the 61st and the 64th, another 2 scores from Conor McCahill and Ryan McHugh. Donegal just never stopped, Brendan.
No, they didn't indeed, and I think the 10 or 11 different scorers on the board again today, Porrick, you know, as they had on Wednesday night, they're capable of getting the scores from any position in the field. We see the likes of Keelan McColgan driving up the field, love to run at defenders, take them on, kicking a score in the second half. Jason coming in, as you mentioned, kicking that big 2-pointer. But from the scoring perspective, Shane Malone, star of the day, so was scoring 2 goals and a point. Of course, the first goal coming early in the game. But apart from that, looked really sharp inside, and work rate was on the money, bang on, really working hard. So, you know, so many positives from Donegal. Thurlough Carr in the first half, demanding the ball, getting on the ball and pulling the strings at from the number 11 position. Shane O'Donnell looked really sharp. So all is looking really positive from a Donegal point of view. You know, their key players are all in good form. They've introduced all these young lads into the squad, so they have, and they haven't looked out of place. In actual fact, they've looked really comfortable at this level, so they have. And the levels will go up over the next number of weeks through the National League, particularly going into the National League, you know, and you're going to Croke Park next weekend. The requirements and the demands on players are going to be greater as you come across better opposition. But you couldn't ask for more from what they delivered today. Alton Doherty, cornerback, did really well getting out in front of his man early in the game to lay a marker down and to show that there's no weaknesses in this Donegal team, that if you can put in a quick long ball into us, we're quite capable of coming off in front of us. Mark Curran, likewise, you know, really strong in that area, so he was. So huge positive to take out of this 6 days, these 3 games for Jim McGuinness and his management team as they go into a National League campaign, going with a lot of positive. But we do know that the levels are going to go up in the next couple of weeks, Porrick.
Yeah, thanks very much. That's the voice of Brendan Kilcoyne, of course, live here from Healy Park. Genoma. It is the full-time result. From a Donegal point of view, we'll be happy this evening. 217 for Donegal, 10 points for Monaghan. Big performance from Jim McGuinness's side this evening. The two goals coming from the boot of Shea Malone, the Niamh Connell man. But it is a victory for Donegal, of course, this evening. We, of course, will have after-match reaction. You will get it all up on the Highland, in the sports section of the Highland Radio website, highlandradio.com. A big thank you to our sponsors today, of course, Highland Motors at the Mountaintop in Letterkenny. Check them out at highlandmotors.ie, I should say. A big thank you to them for bringing you live coverage of this Dr. McKenna Cup final. Well, that's all from us today here in Healy Park in Omagh. As we've indicated, a victory for Donegal and Jim McGuinness's side. 2 goals and 17 for Chicconnell. 10 points for the men from Monaghan. From myself, Pádraig Cullifordy, a big thank you to Brendan Kilcoyne in co-commentary with me this afternoon, and also to Kieran back in studio along with Mark, keeping things right. But we will be have that particular reaction up on the Highland Radio website very shortly indeed. But it's back to you in the studio at the Highland Radio at the Mountaintop in Letterkenny.